Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
Hello, hello. We have so much to celebrate. I am actually really excited first to wish off a very, very happy birthday to you, Vira.
Thank you. Cheers.
We got the little cheers if you've seen this video. And of course, my little happy birthday hat, which I'm going to take off.
Thank you. No, keep it on forever.
I know, right? It's the cutest thing. But it's obviously, it's a big milestone for you. And then for the podcast, welcome guys to the Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. We also have a big mark. It is technically 5 years that we've been podcasting. So I honestly don't believe it. I'm like, no,
that's so amazing. 5 years. If time flies, I'm sure you probably felt like you just started it last week.
Yeah. And even when I started it, I'm like, I didn't think it would even go. I thought it was just kind of a whim, get a couple series out and be good with it. I saw many people do that. Majority of people that started podcasts quit within the first year. So, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, maybe it was just going to be like a one-time season series. But first, tell us about your milestone. Why is this birthday so important?
Well, I'm turning 40 or I've turned 40. Yeah. It's pretty, I guess I'm really lucky to even reach this age, and I'm so appreciative of it. So yay.
Yes. I love it. And especially because you embrace it, right? Mm-hmm. You and I have a lot in common. And this podcast is about making money. And I think one of the things that very few people do not discuss, and we talk about mental health, we talk about physical health all the time, because all of that is connected with money. But a lot of, especially women, especially the beauty industry, does not recognize how damaging that is to a person's finances, right? And for you invest in your health, you invest in all these, but you don't invest on the cosmetic stuff, right?
So I mean, no.
You can even share a little bit about that, because that saves you a lot of money.
Of course. In general, I was never super big into makeup, but then there was a phase in my 20s where I felt like, oh my God, I have to put makeup on. You know, I had the lipsticks and the blushes and every kind of mascara you can imagine, eyeliner. I never really messed with eyeshadow. I wanted to, but I didn't know how. And that's the only reason. Otherwise, I would have splurged on that too. So I thought I had to have a glam squad of some sort. But it wasn't me. It didn't feel natural. And so as I started nearing my mid-30s and later, oh my God, I mean, it was like less and less and less makeup. And it's funny because there are some partners out there that, at least my husband, he's just like, why are you wearing makeup? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Mine too.
I feel pretty. He's like, I don't know. It's just like, is that you?
You know? It's
Yeah.
Especially when it's like contour, when it's especially when it's for media, like it's 10 times than I would normally wear.
Right.
And I was like, it looks fake, or you look weird. And I'm like, it's me.
You're like, it doesn't, you don't do this. It doesn't show up on camera, right? It looks like you have no makeup on when you use normal makeup. And
exactly.
But you know what? I wish we were all comfortable enough to just be like, screw it. No makeup, period. This is what I look like. It is what it is. And one thing I find really interesting is like, my grandma a long time ago, and I don't know if it's real or not, but she told me the more makeup you wear, the more it like almost takes the natural color of your skin. I was like, what? Yep. And I realized that my lips, I mean, they got so used to wearing lipstick at some point that when I stopped, it just, maybe it was just, I saw that it looked different, right? But we have like blotches. Sure, we're red here and we should be okay with it.
Yeah. And it's that, it's the embracing the natural side of it. And I agree with you. I wasn't wearing any makeup until I was about 16. And that was when I was a dancer, I was competing. And other than that, during school, wouldn't wear any makeup. And all my friends were wearing makeup since they were like 12, lipstick. And so their lips are extremely pale. And mine were like, they'd always look like I had lipstick on because I'd never wear anything. Until this day, it's the same way. And I think about just recently, I'm binge watching on the show Transparent. And there's a scene where the lady opens up the eyeshadow case that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And she was like, how much was that? She like broke it by accident. And it ended up being like, oh, that's a $500 case.
Oh,
and
I'm my like, gosh,
what? And I always revert back, and I've told this story before. I'm not sure on the podcast, but the first time I realized why I wanted to talk more about financial literacy and finances is because I went to a brunch. It was, I think, a family member's birthday. And I was so excited because I had just come back from seeing my mentor. We were talking about some investment opportunities and I wanted to share it with some of my closest family and friends. Mm-hmm. And they all looked at me like, not interested, but they all somehow, one of them took out their lip gloss and it was like it would look like a lip gloss, but it was more like lipstick. And then all of a sudden, I'm not kidding you, every single woman in there, except for myself, they're like, oh my God, I have the exact same brand. And they all took out their same stick, whatever it was. Right. And these were like, mind you, at least $20.
Right.
And that was like, this is what's in your bag. Don't you want to have money in your bag? Or right. Don't you want to have tools that will help you create money? And I think one thing why I gravitated to you right away is because not only do you share a lot of that, and I don't want to knock on anyone that does.
Of course not. No, to each his own, right?
Yeah. Whatever makes them happy. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I think there's also that illusion that because you look better, that you feel better, right. You think you'll feel better. And that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. You and I don't dye our hair. We're very natural as possible because, well, for me, I prefer having money over knowing that I'm spending it on something.
Yeah. Totally. And it's not about like, you don't have to embrace that whole concept of like, you have to live like a pauper to have money. No, you can, of course, like, I truly believe that if I spend more money on something of quality, that's going to last me a long time. I'm happy with it. It's still around. It's like when you find like a good pair of jeans, right? And they might be expensive, but they're going to be with you forever. So you invest in it. And I think that's really what, I'm so grateful as I get older, I really care less about status and like, you know, it's not that I don't care about what I look like. That's not it. It's just like, I don't need to put things on top of who I am to feel good about myself.
And it's more about these experiences. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk to you a little more about this, particularly for this podcast, because our 40s, I think I'll be 40 this year too. And so I think about a lot of my closest friends who are already in their early 40s. Some of my best friends that, you know, have already transitioned to the 40, which I'm looking forward to. I feel like we're old souls. But what I've noticed is, you know, you always hear like, oh, your 20s is when you're broke, but your 30s is like your 20s, but with money.
Right.
At least hopefully with money. Not everybody has the same scenario. And then your 40s is into that place where you kind of don't care hopefully you don't care as much what other people think, but you care more about the experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting it out there because I'm all about asking the universe. You and I've been talking about this,
right?
You know, having a little pop-up trailer, having a little adventures here and there. And so the goal is, and I'm like putting it out there because I'm thinking maybe this is something that a sponsor that's listening, having a little, what we call little proper trailers, horse trailers, or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. and being able to travel to different locations, doing live podcasting.
Yeah.
Especially during a pandemic, I think people are already feeling that, you know, we're stuck somewhere. Well, this is an opportunity to still be out and about and visiting cute little towns, visiting places, and still talking about what's important, right? And that takes an investment, right? To purchase the location, like, you know, a traveling trailer, or even to fix it up, to make it like a podcasting studio,
right.
Having that conversation right now. I'm like, what do we do with this? And I think that's something, it's something important when I think early 20s, we don't really necessarily see more about the future. We want to enjoy it because maybe we don't have kids right away or not getting married. Mm-hmm. But with our 40s, I think it's more of kind of having that experience and still being able to have a creative outlet.
Absolutely.
And so for your 40s, what is it that you're also looking forward to putting it out in the universe to say?
You know, one thing that I've really focused on, and I think just, I like this kind of stuff anyway, but just first of all, wearing more leggings, that's just a given, but really understanding and embracing my feminine side and my masculine side and like meshing it together because, you know, sometimes you get into this frenzy of like girl power, stand up. And the fact is internally, we have a lot of masculinity in us. And I think if we want inclusion, we have to embrace it. And we have to, you know, there are so many amazing qualities that the masculine brings. And if we just fuse that, I mean, we're unstoppable as a human being. And that's what I really embrace now. And I look forward to exploring so much more. And I've heard the 50s are incredible. I'm super excited. I don't want anyone to be afraid of turning 40. It's such a fun time. And like, you and I, we don't dye our hair. We're not graying, but I think we've talked about this before. The moment that I do, I'm going full Meryl Streep Devil Wears Prada, you know?
Oh yeah. I can't
it's
wait.
Fantastic.
One of my favorite aunts has her beautiful bang streak. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so stylish.
Cool. Yeah. It's so stylish. So, you know, there's so many things to look forward to becoming whole, more so than you were in your 20s and your 30s. And also like just greater friendship and intimacy with my husband, because he's like in his, my God, I always forget how old he is, but he's in his early 40s. So it's like, you know, we're just human beings. We're not like you're this and you're, it's just two souls.
We're
talking
more set in our ways. My husband and I were just talking about that earlier for lunch, that, you know, we've known each other for a long time, and I met him when we were both 19, 20. So the fact that we're like, wow, you know, it's funny how we change, you're saying, but kind of like, we're also now, this is who we are. We can't expect, like, he can't expect me to change a certain way. I could still work on a lot of things, granted, vice versa. but it's that where we're just kind of like, this is who we are. Like, we're not going to, you know, pretend like, oh yeah, like in my 20s and my 30s, you're trying to figure it out.
No.
Sometimes, you know, even catering or compromising too much with your partner. And now it's kind of like, this is what you get, yo.
And you know what? I feel like as we get older as women, we also are we're less afraid to stand up for ourselves. And, and as you always say, like, I'm happy to brag about my accomplishments because And I look forward to really getting, well, I think I've already gotten rid of it, but it in my early 30s, it still plagued me, like imposter syndrome. Yeah. Now I'm like, no, dude, I got this. Like same with you. Like, we know what we're doing. We deserve it. We worked hard, and you know, and one thing also is just like, as I get older and I've been more money aware, like getting into old age without worrying about money has been such a blessing already. Like if I wanted to, I mean, both of us could technically retire and just like have passive income going, but we choose not to because we love this, right? Everything that we do. So
I think that's what it is. It's like, one, I always welcome more money for sure. But what you're saying, it's having
all the time.
But it's true. It's having those opportunities that, you know, we look back and we're like, oh, we didn't have that, or we couldn't do that because of certain limitations. And then having hopefully the energy and the braveness to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, the inauguration. We'll talk a little bit about that. But hearing Amanda Gordon, she's actually from LA. So I didn't know that. I learned that after. And I'm like, that's amazing. And I love how she says at the very end, she said something like, if we're brave enough to see it, we're brave enough to be it.
Yeah.
Right. Brave enough to believe it, brave enough to be it. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something, and maybe not even just our 40s, it's just maybe because of the year that is, you know, 2021 is hopefully an opportunity for people to just hopefully reinvent themselves, pivot, but also just be open with the reality of it.
Yes.
Past couple of years, two of my dearest friends, dealing with cancer, and I'm like, they're barely 40. And that's where I look at them. They're amazing people, but that's what keeps me like, how grateful that we have another year, how grateful that we're in health. You know, we have good health. You know, it's not about necessarily celebrating these. And it's funny because my girlfriends have been friends for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. My closest, we had used to say, oh, let's go to New Orleans when we turn 40.
Right.
Obviously that's not going to happen.
Right.
And now that we're like pretty much there, I'm like, well, it's not necessarily about even the spending the money or the travel. It's just the experience of being to celebrate it. So I'm putting it out there. Hopefully you and I can do some kind of like a week here or a couple of days there.
Yeah.
I think being able to do like a podcasting pop-up would be pretty cool. Even a comedy corner. I'm like trying to convince my husband. He's super funny. Everyone that knows him, he's like this, I don't know, he just cracks me up, but I'm like, dude, let's do Comedy Corner with this little trailer or something.
Yeah, that would be so amazing.
Doable. And for those that are thinking about even starting some kind of podcast or some kind of platform, just try it out. You might not like it, and that's okay. But shoot, time flies. So the fact that it's already 5 years, February 1st, 5 years of podcasting, recording. And like I said, the first year I didn't publish anything because I just wasn't sure. And I wasn't really sure what the direction was going to be or what I was doing with this.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, it takes a little time and you figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
My birthday wish to you. And then I would say our birthday wish for 5 years would be to take more adventures, whether it is, figuring out ways to be outdoors, right. Hopefully we'll be able to do hopefully one-on-one actual at your place. Like, Elsinore is just gorgeous. You know, and having some of that health. So here's a little cheers to you.
Thank you.
For those that are watching.
And 5 years. Wow. Yay. Congratulations. Happy birthday to the podcast.
If we can do more of, let's put it out there. In 5 years from now, we'll take this on the road to different countries. Why not? I'm all absolutely about that. Look, my little glass has this like lighting on it.
Oh my God, it's so good. I need that just for my every evening.
So I'm that person that when it comes to buying things that are like for parties, or I'll buy it after the season. So I bought all this New Year's like cute, and it's not even just in general. It's not even just for New Year's. It says cheers. 75% off because I wait till after the holidays.
So I love that.
I recommend people to do the same. Have a little budget of what you'll spend.
Yes.
And I buy my candles. I buy all my things the year before.
It's such a good idea.
And you're like, you spent $20 on that candle for my gift? In my head, I'm like, no, it was like $4. But because I bought it the year before. You have the space for it.
Hey, you know, again, it's about like, it doesn't matter how much it costs. If it does the trick and it looks beautiful or you feel like it does, that's all that matters. So.
And for me, Tom, like, I love smelly candles. So good scented candles. It has a little bit.
Me too.
So let's do, since we don't have an actual candle, we're not going to blow out the candle. Let's do why don't you start your top five wishes for the year. You can share it because it's about putting it out into the universe.
Top five?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I wish for COVID to take it easy on us and like, you know, start going away. It can't happen overnight, but that's what I really truly wish for everyone to experience unconditional love at least once in their lives, no matter what. Yeah. I wish for the Financially Savvy Latina in 20 minutes on the road show. That's for sure.
Yes, I love that.
And two more. I wish for, just health for everyone. And, you know, again, at least one full day of feeling good about ourselves, because when we do that, it radiates and other people feel it too.
Yeah. So
that's what I wish. Those are my wishes.
Oh, I love it. And they're beautiful wishes. I think it's attainable. Yeah. I'm right up there with you. COVID, let's pray it goes away soon. And we figure what we do, but yeah, I will say the second one too. It's kind of that, like, I'm putting it out there that I think it'll be fun being able to see some of that. I'm a big fan of like these travel shows, and but I'm like, you know what, we could do it more from home, and being able to do it from local places that right now to restaurants that are really needing the support. You know, and it's unfortunate, and especially overpopulated cities where we're used to restaurants, we're used to takeout, not only their clothing, or they're really having to let go of a lot of people. Our neighbors are really struggling, right? So they're saying one out of four families are close to starving. So it's important to know that we need to, hopefully, my goal is that we bring light to people that are doing good, to companies, restaurants that are doing well, even theaters too. I'm like, that'll be something that I want on a roadshow, is that we're going to be at theaters. We're going to be at places that where they have big parking spaces, but you can't be inside yet.
Yeah.
So we'll let it out. And then at least another 5 years of being able to do this and figure out ways to be creative and different. And sticking to my guns that I'm glad it was under 20 minutes. I hear some podcasts that are way so long, and I love it. I always feel like I have to go back to it and I don't finish them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sticking to my guns, that's my wish, is that I keep focused. Cause I'm sure a lot of us are hearing this, and I know I feel it on a day-to-day basis sometimes, but you know, you see an Instagram post, or you say, and you're like, oh, I should be doing that too. The fear, right? The FOMO. And then it's like, no, just stick. I have a plan. I have to stick to it. Mm-hmm. And it's a long-term thing.
It is. You just got to show up.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Thank you.
5 year celebration.
And 5 year celebration.
In a little bit. Bye.
Bye.
To learn more about the podcast, check out financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. For more interviews, make sure you look up Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes on YouTube and Instagram TV. To hire the trailblazer, as Forbes featured her the financial and mental health advocate for your next workshop or speaking engagement, follow Natalie at Financially Savvy Latina on all social platforms. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.